Hello to all forum members. Phew, how hot. Today I would like to present you my holiday construction. It has little to do with electronics, but I think it is an interesting solution for summer heat. Let's start from the beginning. The project was inspired by the topic of heating a garden pool described on the electrode portal. As my daughter likes to splash in the pool, I have been constantly pumping the pool for the summer for several years. As you know, kids like water very much, and if it weren't for their parents, they probably wouldn't leave it from morning to evening. But let's get to the point. To begin with, I put the first pool I bought and inflated on polystyrene. First, so that the child would not sit in it directly on the ground, and second, so that the water would not cool down too quickly. It is always thermal insulation from the ground. After pouring the water, not much. The pool is about 150 centimeters in diameter. The water height is 10 centimeters. Blue in the photos. I notice that the water in such a pool is not warm at all after a whole sunny day, and a longer session ended with a hoarse voice and a summer runny nose. At that time, I was already looking on the internet to solve this problem, and I came across this topic on the electrode, the link to which I gave above. Of course, I began to wonder how to use this information for my purpose. Reading this topic, and it was just in the summer, I immediately decided to check how a simple solar collector can be made to heat the pool water. In a matter of minutes, I had my pool water heater initially set up, and it was supposed to work like this. As a heating element for the water, I used a garden hose, which I connected on one side to a 12-volt bilge pump. I immersed both the pump and the other end of the hose in the pool. I wrapped the snake in a circle so that it took up little space and covered it with a glass. Under the hose, there is an underlay, such as is placed under the floor panels. It is always some kind of thermal insulation from the ground. I didn't buy anything. The preliminary design was made of the things I had at hand. The pump is powered by a battery and a solar battery connected in parallel to the battery. Fast version without a charging regulator. Initial version, photo below. And throughout the sunny and warm day, the water around 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. was as warm as for bathing in a tub. It motivated me to continue my work. At that time, I made a wooden frame, padded wooden boards on the bottom, and wooden board. Polystyrene is cut 5 centimeters thick on the felt, red sheet metal and a garden hose, all covered with glass. I also had all the materials, and a few hours later, the first water heating collector was built. Below are photos of the collector I did in 2014. As I was using the same manifold a year back, because unfortunately, I had a short vacation and there was not enough time for any modernizations. So this year, I decided to make it from scratch. I invested a bit, but the effect is both visual and practical. I started working on the new collector at the beginning of June, after work, after hours. First, the purchase of planed boards. Then something like a drawer was assembled from these boards. I also mounted 4 furniture handles so that the collector could be easily moved by 2 people. Dimensions are 104 centimeters by 104 centimeters. Inside 100 centimeters by 100 centimeters. Later painting with 4x primer and 3x yacht lacquers. Of course, at appropriate intervals. Then inside it is lined with 5 centimeters thick polystyrene. I put a black flat sheet on it, and I put a new black garden hose, 50 meters, half inch. As you can see in the first photo, 50 meters is a little bit, so I added a few more meters of green I had. The whole thing is covered with a glass. The black hose is the collector's entrance, and the water from the pump is supplied there. The green one is the exit and runs under the polystyrene sheet and then returns to the pool. The glass rests on 4 boards on the sides and on the hose, lies evenly, and is not too hot during operation because the hose cools the temperature.